And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Despite progress, HIV and AIDS remain huge public health problems in our region. Not only is the South home to more than half of the nation's undiagnosed infections, it accounts for more than half of all HIV diagnoses, despite representing more than just a third of the U.S. population. Happily, all hope is far from lost. As Christina Adelike of the North Carolina AIDS Action Network recently told NC Policy Watch, there are an array of successful models for controlling and even eradicating HIV. Today, there are drugs that can, if taken regularly, suppress the virus and make it impossible to transmit. What's holding us back are the fear and stigma attached to the disease, combined with the unwillingness of state lawmakers to support the kinds of health and safety net programs that could make a difference. If the state closed the coverage gap by expanding Medicaid, for instance, hundreds of thousands of people would gain access to care and the life-saving testing and drugs they need. The bottom line, we can conquer AIDS and HIV, but it's going to take lots more in the way of intentional public solutions to make it happen. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.